Conservatives are split on the future of mail-in voting and ballot harvesting because they just want to lose every single time. One quarter of Americans want neither Biden nor Trump to run in 2024. World Cup warning about pork and pornography and toys for adults and LGBTM flags, MAP flags could get you arrested in Qatar, which my joke is going to be every time I read that headline. We need to get everybody from California and San Francisco on a plane and just say, oh, no, yeah, they love the LGBT flag. Take it with you. No, take it. They love it. Oh, ha, ha, now you in jail forever. We'll call it Operation Brittany Grinder. I still don't know how to say her last name because I want to put the letter D in there and Grinder. No, it's just Grinner. We'll call it Operation Brittany Grinner. We'll just send them all over there. We'll just send them all. Just send them all over there, man. And of course, we have some other stuff to talk about as well. Like Prime Video is bribing Brazilians to watch Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power by trying to feed them. Which, I mean, is a pretty solid strategy. You know, watch my show and I'll feed you. Okay, your show's amazing. Right? People will all of a sudden be, oh, it's the most amazing show ever. Feed me more. And William Shatner says that George Takei, the flaming sodomite, is consumed with envy and hate. And all, I mean, George Takei literally exists because of Twitter. He's just a Twitter influencer, one of those people. The only reason he exists right now is that he is allowed to exist in that space. Let's also talk about this because I don't have it anywhere else in my show because I really just don't care at this point. But Katie Hobbs was officially announced as the winner, quote unquote, of the Arizona governor race, beating Carrie Lake by less than one percentage point. So it's 50.39% versus 46.61%, which means there's got to be some kind of recount, runoff. Something's got to happen there because half of the votes in Maricopa County still aren't. There was no chain of custody on like 13,000 votes. There's and people are just kind of sitting back and are okay with it. But I mean, when you've been, it's college football season and all this other kind of stuff. So I get it. People really don't care. But if you really want to understand the mess that's happening in Maricopa County, this is Bill Gates 2 days ago on Monday. I just want you to hear what he's talking about with the chain of custody in Maricopa County. And then 2 days later, and then 24 hours later, Katie Hobbs is just selected. That's what she was. She was selected as the governor of Arizona. Take a listen to Bill Gates here.
1,000 of these that are actually election day.
Let me see. Hold on.
1,000 of these that are actually election day votes in person, and then the rest of the 75,000 are late earlies dropped off on election day. We do not know where these are from.
Oh, okay. Yes, but 75,000 votes. Nobody knows where they're from. Katie Hobbs is the winner anyway.
These could be from anywhere in the county. All 75,000. This is not picked out of a certain area. These are not pulled by precinct.
And so then just give us the remaining universe and when we should expect those.
He's on CNN, by the way.
Yes. So we're now left with about 275,000 ballots to count. And the lion's share, the overwhelming majority of these remaining votes are early ballots that were dropped off on election day.
And when do you think we'll get the results from those remaining uncounted ballots?
We will continue in the rhythm that we've now established over the past few days. I would anticipate, again, one ballot drop or, one vote update per day in the evening, probably somewhere in this range that we've been somewhere around 60 to 80,000 a day, which would then make us reach completion very early next week.
Wait. Hold on. So Bill Gates just said they were going to complete this whole thing next week, yet last night, I think it was NBC, was like, yeah, Kerry Lake won. I'm calling it. The guy himself just said he's not done counting. And by the way, there's 75,000 votes that nobody has any idea where they came from. They showed up. I guess I'm pretty sure. Let's be nice. Out of 75,000 votes, let's say, what, 65,000 are probably magically for Katie Hobbs. Oh, they're from all over the precinct. I don't know where they're from. They're from this P.O. box. They're from this garbage truck. They're from the McDonald's down the street. Hey! They all voted for Kerry Lake. The guy ordered a Big Mac, and then he got a, and then he was like, oh, I'll take a number one and a Katie Hobbs for governor. And they just filled in the paperwork and sent it in. I'm telling y'all, Arizona's gone. Ooh, I had a guy yelling at me, and I appreciate the guy. I do, actually, because I'm guessing he's an Arizonan. I will not name them, but I will not call them out by name because that's just, he didn't mean it in any way to be disrespectful. He's just fighting for a state. I get it. Because I was like, Arizona's a blue state. He goes, it really isn't. There's a 6-3 GOP majority in Congress. You know what I say to that? If Justin's by the board, what's the name of Newman's character in Jurassic Park? I don't even know the guy's name as an actor. Nedry, or whatever his name is. I turn into Nedry, the fat guy. Oh, they got a 6-3 GOP majority in Congress. You all see this? They got it. Nobody cares. Nothing's going to happen with your 6-3 GOP majority in Congress. And then he's like, Masters ran a fairly close race. Highest statewide vote getter is GOP. 2 years ago, hey, guess what? You're still a loser. That guy said, I'm not going to call the guy out because I respect him enough because he at least fights for a state. Your county's, your state's a loser, man. Close enough isn't good enough. Ricky Bobby, if you ain't first, you're last. And you are last. It's the same argument I get from the New Yorkers who I love. New York's red. It ain't red on the federal level. It ain't red in the governor's mansion. It ain't red anywhere. And here, it ain't red at the federal level. It ain't red in the governor's mansion. It ain't red in the attorney general's office. It all blue. Oh, but we got the upper deck. Don't care, ma'am. Do not care. In the end, as the kids say, and this is respectfully, scoreboard. They have the scoreboard. You have second place. Arizona will be New Mexico in 10 years. I know it stinks to hear because they got gun sight out there. Williams, Arizona is one of the most beautiful places on earth. You can quote me on that. Williams, Arizona is one of the most beautiful places on earth, to quote Will Smith. And it's just a pretty awesome place. I like the desert, maybe because I'm a New Englander. I think the desert, there's an allure with the desert that I love. That you know, hot days, cold nights, pretty cool thing that they have set up there. I could live there. I could live in the desert. Of course, I'm one of these people that's just like, I'm a whack job. Oh, there's not a lot of people in this area? Okay, I could live here. What's the most remote, desolate place on earth? Oh, here we go. I can live here now. But this whole thing, I love it. I love New Mexico. I think New Mexico is a beautiful state, but Democratic control. And y'all didn't stop it after 2020. Your Republican governor, your Republican attorney general, none of them did anything to shore this up. Oh, and I guess because it's maybe a decentralized election system is not great when Maricopa County's running rampant. And everybody stepped back, and what was their defense? Hey, man, it's a decentralized system. What do you want me to do? I can't do anything about it. Okay. Well, enjoy the 700,000 Somalians that are going to get dropped off in Maricopa County next year. I didn't vote for this. Yeah, you did. Hello, I love being in Maricopa County, Arizona. It's very nice for me. I'm very happy to be here. It's so good. It's so good. It's very fine. I'm very happy to be here. I love the Arizona Diamondbacks. No, it's Diamondbacks, but whatever, man. y'all not gonna like where this goes. You're not going to like how this ends. So it's one of these things that is just hysterical. Speaking of elections and how elections have been usurped by the feds and the Democrats and Democrats, let's talk about our favorite gun bunny. I'm going to announce her as the queen of the gun bunnies. I think Dana Loesch, she'll be the empress, right? She can be the empress of the gun bunnies. Lauren Boebert's the queen. All respect to the queen of the gun bunnies. So this is from legalinsurrection.com. This is the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. What do you think about my thoughts on Arizona being the next New Mexico? New Mexico! Give me a call, 844-527-8723. Let me know if I'm right or wrong. I would prefer if you think I'm wrong, because we can have a nice casual debate about it. If you've called, I'm not mean on the air. I will not disrespect you on the air. You can give me your opinions. So, what do you have? Whatever you think. But I think it's done. I think Arizona's gone. This was it.